Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend of the morning.
Gunners and Ali. The Wave.
What great news at Cold Chiseler Reforming. You know what else is good news?
Sunny weather.
That's right. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. So today, hang out your...
towels.
And
sheets.
Yes, because it's going to be absolutely rainy and horrid for the next couple of days and into the weekend. Although I do like that weather, so I'm pretty stoked about some rain. I'm actually heading down south for my birthday, by the way.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
How delightful.
That's right. And it will be rainy, but doesn't matter. There's an indoor heated pool. I'm covered.
Right. How does he do it? How does he get his voice up that high?
That's falsetto.
Is that what it is?
Head voice.
Okay. I'm not asking any more questions. Dynamic Hypnotics. The song is called A Soul Kind of Feeling. It ran about 22 to 8. Now, yesterday is the story of a guy who sings Beatles songs. Nothing, you know, unusual or strange about that. The thing is that no one in the world has any idea who the Beatles are, so they think that this guy's absolutely amazing. He's a genius, and he's coming up with all of these incredible songs and melodies.
What a great premise for a movie.
Isn't it
and
good?
To shine the spotlight on how many amazing Beatles songs there are out there. I mean, like, if I had to say to you, pick a Beatles song, your favourite Beatles song, almost impossible. But off the top of your head, I mean, there's so many out there. There's Eleanor Rigby, A Day in the Life, Penny Lane.
Hey Jude.
Here Comes the Sun,
Tasman,
Come Together.
Oh, my God.
Let It Be. I mean,
That's like asking which parent do you love more. I mean, it's just impossible to pick.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So come on, what's your favourite Beatles song? Or one that you really love?
Oh, it'd probably have to be this one. I read the news today.
You know, nice. Yes,
day,
I do.
A Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
What about you?
I can't go past a ballad from the Beatles, and I love Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Wow.
That music just takes me somewhere. It's amazing.
It's so beautiful. The Beach Boys before that, a song they took to number one back in the late 80s, a song called Kokomo with guest drummer...
Uncle Jesse from Full House. Or John Stamos.
Uncle Jesse, did you watch that show?
I used to love Full House.
Oh, really?
Yes. I am not ashamed.
Okay, you should be.
Well, I'm not.
My turn to do the hard word today, Ali, and the word is canorous.
Canorous?
Canorous.
Canorous.
Yes. Is it A, easily transmitted, B, melodious or resonant, or C, a subtone?
Well, it could be any of those because they're all so similar in the meaning.
Hence the term hard word.
I'm going to go with B.
B, melodious or resonant.
Mm.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You don't want to change it?
No.
You sure it's not easily transmitted or a subtone?
Well, they're all very similar. It could be anything.
But you're going with B?
Yeah.
And that's your final answer?
Yep.
You've got to write again.
Did I? Are you serious?
How do you do that?
I just kind of think, well, it sounds more like that. Out of all of those three things that you said, it sounds like something that would have resonance. So I went with that one.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you had me on that one.
I thought I did too. Here comes another point for Gunners, but nah, you snatched it away from me right at the last second. So you're right, melodious or resonant is canorous.
What was that other bit, Gunners?
Something about right. Again, or it's something.
That's a great word, by the way.
Canorous.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like it all of a sudden.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.